Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Of Disorderly Conduct. Tonight is Big Titty Tuesday, December 18, 2012. This is the time of week where we salute large breasts. Itty bitty titties are welcome as well. We don't discriminate, but we try to concentrate mostly on the larger boobies. And we will of course be celebrating boobies tonight. In addition, there's a ton of shit blowing up on the internet to talk about, as per usual. We will be discussing the latest cyber war being waged by Anonymous and other internet vigilante groups against the Westboro Baptist Church, who announced they would be picketing the funerals of the Connecticut school shooting victim. What a classy bunch. Yesterday, UG Nazi breached the Westboro Baptist Church's spokesperson, spokes lady, spokes bitch, Shirley Phelps Roper. They breached her Twitter account and changed her profile background to Pray for Newtown. They also retweeted a bunch of tweets that were sympathetic to the victims of the tragedy. So big ups to Eugene Otzi for pulling that off, coming out of retirement and doing that. I don't know. Are they retired? I just haven't heard from them in a long time. I don't know. I just assume you don't hear from hear from an internet vigilante group. You know, you figure they broke up. I know most of them are in jail or on probation or whatever. So it was kind of interesting to see them come out of retirement. So on top of that, you've got a coalition of many internet crews who are all in the process of carrying out acts of coordinated motherfuckery against the Westboro Baptist Church. Among these groups are, of course, Anonymous, Eugene Otzi, The Jester, PLF, Russell League, and many, many more. The past 2 days have produced countless DDoSing of Westboro Baptist Church websites. They have also been pretty much thoroughly doxxed. And I want to thank Euronon News for tweeting out to the an open call to Westboro Baptist Church members to call in and discuss the topic of free speech and how it relates to this shooting. We had a couple days ago, there was a Twitter account that was established that was mocking the victims of the tragedy. It pretended to be one of the victims and tweeted just very malicious, inappropriate stuff, very insensitive. I didn't approve of anything that they said. But of course, it's free speech. They have a right to be complete dickheads. I'm a believer in the non-aggression principle. And so I wouldn't condone any acts, any illegal acts, or any acts of aggression toward folks who are exercising their free speech rights, regardless of how horribly they are abusing those free speech rights. I really do not approve of the way the Westboro Baptist Church abuses free speech. I touched on this a little bit. It's funny. I used them as an example the other night before this whole shooting. Last week there was the union protests outside of the Capitol in Michigan. And this conservative group, Americans for Prosperity, knew that there was going to be a protest. So they decided to erect an enormous tent right in front of the Capitol building on the lawn. And, I think they got a permit. I think they went through all the usual channels and whatever. So they were there as a presence and just simply were goading these meathead union thugs. And eventually somebody got hit and the whole tent came down and it became a really ugly scene. And there was a lot of shame to be had on both sides. So, yeah. Anyway, getting back to the Westboro Baptist Church. I really hope that we can get at least one member to call into the show. If folks want to reach out and tweet some of the members. Give them the call-in number. It's 1-347-826-7667. And if you want to call in and weigh in on any of this business, feel free to do so. I mean, if it comes down to it, we'll just start calling these people. I know they're in Connecticut. It's midnight over there. Maybe some of them are asleep, but you got to imagine that a couple of the youngsters are up late night playing on the internet. So let's see. My dream show would be to have Jim Norton and one of the Westboro Baptist people, mano a mano, one-on-one on this program. I don't know if you guys follow comedian Jim Norton. He's at Jim Norton on Twitter. He has been dedicating the last like 2 or 3 days to just totally full-on talking smack and shaming the Westboro Baptist Church folks. If you're not familiar with Jim Norton and his work, he's a fucking hilarious comedian, you should check his timeline on Twitter, because he's just nonstop going off on Westboro Baptist Church members. Anywho. I really, really, really would like to get some folks to nut up here and call in. Wow, holy shit, I got 130 listeners. That's fantastic. I really appreciate that. I hope we can get a hold of one of these members and make this worth your while. I'd like to give a little shout out. No, fuck. God damn it. I was doing so good. I don't do shout outs on the show. I do big ups. For the new listeners, I abhor the term shout out. It has totally jumped the shark. I see 85-year-old women giving shout outs, okay? So I don't shout out here. Old Rooter, you don't want to know what a shout out is. Don't even let it enter your lexicon. So I'm going to give big ups to the folks in the early chit chatters, Jim Norton Fag Enabler, Assert MacFags. Hey, Assert. Cyber War News in the building. DB Koopa. Hello, DB Koopa. 11 Elves in the house. Fred Phelps in the building. I wish that was the real Fred Phelps. If it is, Fred, call in. Ghost Politics. God Hates WBC. Gorillas by Night. Guest. A shit ton of guest listeners. Hey, guest listeners. Just so you know, you can sign up for a free Blog Talk Radio account, and it'll allow you to create a screen name and everything and jump into the chat and talk some smack with all these folks in here. It takes only a second to do. It's like any other social network site. You just sign in, create a screen name, and log in, and bada bing, bada boom, you're in. Try to get that guy jail. I love that kid from the WBC. His name is Jail. Perhaps he'll end up in jail one day. Jael or whatever, however the fuck you say that. Who else do we got in here? We have one. I Eat Cake. Jackson Bowen. Melissa 13. Old Rooter. What up, Old Rooter? Prison Reform Movement. Hello. Shadow Paint. Welcome to the show, Pet Shadow Paint. Shirley Phelps. Shirley, if that's really you, call in, honey. I'm sorry about your Twitter account. You, yeah, that was pretty lousy. Also, I just heard that somebody used her Shirley's social security number to file a death certificate. Wow, that sure is taking trolling to a new level. Anyhoot. Yeah, so moving on. Stabby McHugs. Big ups to Stabby McHugs. He is the ombudsman of BTR. Who else do we have? Sunny5274. Tits or get the fuck out. XRZ13. And Vince Sucks Goofy. Vince Sucks Goofy. Okay. Very well, then. Alrighty then. Feel free to tweet out the show. Get more folks in here. Especially tweet one of those Westboro Baptist Church folks. Get them to call in. We need to talk. I just want a civil conversation about free speech. And why people feel like they need to abuse it for financial gain. Yeah. So it's Big Titty Tuesday. I have a shit ton of callers. I have quite a few callers already on the line. I'm going to go to them momentarily. First, I have to do some call screening. But while I'm doing that, I'm going to play some Muzak that is booby related. And this one is called, what the fuck's it called? Show Me, an Ode to Boobs. I'll be right back.
What did you say? I love you. I mean, I don't know if I love you, but you sound like somebody I could love. Drunk and horny. And I love that. Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. When I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me. Show them to me. Unclasp your bra and set those puppies free. They look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby. I'm sure you'll agree. Baby, you got two front back. God bless you, woman. Show them to me. There's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad. They're just a little long. Show them to me. Show them to me. Lift up your shirt, let the whole world see. Get this wrong, show your clothes and a
dos chichis, which is Spanish for two titties, and I think we just saw two Spanish titties. Show them to me. I've met a lot of them, but never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. The girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your act, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Come on, baby, let me see. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do you good, and it'll give me what. We'll make history. You love your country. I'm gonna say it one more time. I said, if you love your country, Dallas, Texas, do you love your country? You stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this, taking your calls at the number, once again, 347-826-7667. Thank you for all the people tweeting me and tweeting the show. Also, big thanks to Jack Bowen for tweeting Jim Norton directly about me plugging him on the show. Stabby McHugs tweets, God hates Vunts. There was another good one here. Oh, Saul Goodman. Unfortunately, Saul Goodman not able to participate tonight. He says, why would you do this while I'm 1,000 miles away from my computer? And then he hashtags, God hates Saul. Oh, and Forsaken says, meet Kitty Fuck, Vincent the Bay, Russell League, Hackers of the World Unite. Whatever the fuck that means. Vince is a dunce. Carl Barks, God damn it. How did you sneak into the room? Carl Barks, two minutes for calling me a dunce. Vince is a dunce. Yeah, that's stupid, dude. That's like third grade humor. Oh, hey, Robotic Chaotic is here. Ladies and gentlemen, the slideshow tonight, just an inside baseball, just between you and me. All of the boobies that are displayed in this slideshow belong to listeners of this program. Just going to put that out there. So, I appreciate the folks, the ladies and gentlemen who were kind enough to allow me to post their photos on my slideshow. I think they should be proud of what they have. They have assets that should be celebrated and appreciated. Oh. Anywho, so yeah, one other thing I wanted to touch on. Just before I went on air, I noticed that Yournon News, which thank you, Yournon News, by the way, for tweeting out the show. I appreciate it. Obviously, you know, the big turnout had to do with that. Big ups to Yournon News for tweeting. But I noticed Yournon News did a tweet. I'll read you the tweet. Let me find it here. Give me a second. Yournon News did a tweet. And then, I think it was maybe like 10 minutes later, the Jester tweeted like the exact same thing. Like he copy-pasted Yournon News' tweet. Like, he couldn't just retweet Yournon News. Like, he was too embarrassed to tweet Yournon News. So he had to copy and paste. What the fuck is that all about? What a lazy... Whoever did... Okay, you know, I'm not stupid. I know Jester's is run by, like, four or five people at least. I know Yournon News is run by God knows how many now. You know, you guys really need to police some of these assholes. And I think it's funny because I honestly believe that there are people that have access to both. I have no evidence to support that. Purely speculation on my part, but it wouldn't be surprising to me if someone, wink, 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 has access to both. Stabby is vomiting. Why? What's your problem, Stabby? All right, whatever. Okay, let's turn this up a notch and bring on one of my favorite lady callers, none other than Asshert MacFags. Welcome, Asshert.
How's it going, Ben?
Oh, you know, just trying to make sense of this wacky, wacky internet.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, especially tonight. I had a good time tonight, though.
Oh, hopefully the good time.
Especially with Jan.
Oh, right. So you're the culprit. You're the person that broke into Jan and Jester's account. I would imagine, right? Are you the person that has access to both or had access to both?
Well, it's kind of a secret Russell League operation. Can't go into too many details, but essentially what happened, and I know there's a few other groups that incorporate this kind of technology, but I mean, it's pretty simple stuff. It's just interfacing with Twitter's API, and you can basically create your own accounts. And we run our own accounts through a Python script that I wrote that runs on a hidden service, and we can tweet back and forth between you know, the Yon account and the Jester account. And when we gained access to the API keys of Yon, we gained access to the Jester.
Got it. Okay, it's all coming together now. Got it. Filling in the
right blanks.
I love it. Thank you. That's brilliant. Brilliant.
I know. It was really hilarious because, like,
You motherfucking leet hack yours. You never cease to amaze me.
I know. And then we got to go see people over and over again, and, you know, people saw Obaid gaping anus. Like, I don't even know how many times, but, I mean, Young has so many fucking followers. It's unbelievable how many people got goat feet. It was great.
Yeah. Good times, good times. I saw a couple tweets, and I just immediately, I was just like, oh, ass hurt, somehow got in there. What the fuck? It was so obvious by what you tweeted and how you tweeted it.
I know, my...
You did not try to disguise it at all.
No, my... I don't know how to say it. My digital fingerprint is very identifiable, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Which is fine. You know, you got to have a brand, I suppose.
No, that's cool. Yeah, you have your own signature. That's your... Yeah, you're singular. That's a good thing to be. And
exactly.
And we have another caller, another old friend of the show. He was with us last week, I think. He's back tonight. I'm talking about Ole Reuter. Ole Reuter, what's going on, dude?
Hello, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Don't call me sir. I hate it when you call me sir, dude. You're like twice my age. I keep calling you sir.
It's a term of endearment. I'm sorry about the reverb.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's not that bad. It's cool. Is your guitar plugged in?
Yes, that's the whole thing about it.
Perfect.
I'm plugged through this wicked ass board right now, and I can't figure out how to turn the reverb off on the first.
Hey, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. We'll get used to it, dude.
Okay, my bad.
I just want to hear you some.
He's talking through a Fender 68 reverb amp.
Oh, I got
reverb.
Yeah, you know my guest tonight here, Assert MacFags, is a noise musician, so she knows a lot about that music type of stuff.
Oh yeah, well
yeah, I play noise music mostly, or drone.
Oh, well, see, that thing I got, my voice is run through, because I've got like a board, like a 16-channel mixing board that I run my thing through, and then pipe through that, I've got like a vocalizer that like will harmonize like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I can play like the Eagles, like the first eight.
Fuck the Eagles, dude. Fuck the Eagles. Play me like a Jimi Hendrix guitar lick.
I can't do that. I'm an old fucker.
You can't just do that.
No. This thing harmonizes my voice. I can do like this Eagles song, and it'll like put me in about like 12.
Fine. Do the Eagles song. Just do the Eagles song.
Hold on. I got to get my guitar off the wall. I wasn't expecting this. Hold on a second.
Please don't do the Eagles song. Oh my God!
No, it's just that the thing.
It won't be that bad. It won't be that bad. Trust me. It'll be
for the love of Christ.
Yeah, I'm not gross, lady. I mean, I can do like the Chipmunks real quick. But they,
I hate the Eagles.
Oh, look at this shit. What's that? Oh, okay, since you don't like the Eagles, what key is that Christmas Chipmunk song in?
C sharp.
Don't put that either.
Minor.
I'll do it in G.
Christmas, time is here. Time for joy and time for cheer.
Okay.
That was pretty good. I loved how Assert joined in for the chorus. That was great.
Yeah, that was actually Gene Ween. Gene Ween is at my house, and we're hanging out right now.
Oh, how's Gene doing? I'm totally totes bummed that they broke up.
Yeah, actually, Gene Ween is getting a sex change.
Wow, that's kind of weird. So that's how you guys met? Like, did you get to have the same doctor or something?
Is it like a chick?
No, we met because we have the same producer. We did a lot of albums together. But he just told me recently, and it's in a couple of articles, that he is going to transition and going to be known as Janine from now on.
Ooh. Has Gene got big titties?
No, I mean, he still represents as if he...
Oh, my God. But... Oh, my God. Danny Dantalian, please refrain from spamming my chat room. If that is a link, if that turns into a link... you could be in violation of my terms of service.
It's not a link.
Spyko, don't even try me, Spyko. I will mute your ass
it's
in
IRC.
One second.
God.
No, I'm just kidding. But I would, okay, how about this? I would advise anybody that is going to that IRC to wear protection. Okay?
No, you don't want to do that there, mister.
It's a fun, it's my fave, it's my favorite IRC.
Yeah.
I only IRC two places, and I consider them both my faves, because I just do them, double penetration both at the same time.
Yeah, IRC one place.
No, I'm talking about...
We also have a poor hidden service IRC that only, like, the High Council of Russell League knows about. That's where we... So we plan all of our operations.
Yeah, well, I just hang out at Russell League and Graveyard, and that's it.
I just hang out at, it's like, I can't remember like the whole fancy thing, but it's how to make your depends hold as twice as much as they're rated. Yeah, I'm 84 years old, lady. Cut me some slack, will you? Hey.
Okay, I'll cut you some slack.
Yeah, I could come to your house on Christmas and like be your grandfatherly figure. I'm lonely. Can I?
Oh my God!
Please.
All right, hey guys.
Oh my God.
Hey, Asher. Wait, it's gonna get better. Check this out. Guess who is here now?
Ric Flair.
Oh please tell me.
Please say it's Ric Flair.
It's the clown, everybody.
Oh.
The clown is here.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Shut up.
No, I'm not talking about the jester.
I want to show that chick what my little box would do.
No, it's one of our featured...
Pin-up
dolls on the slideshow. For those who aren't familiar, Shadow DXS is a
black bra.
Hey, Reuter, could you shut up for a second so I could introduce Shadow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, where was I, Shadow?
Can I say something?
Fuck, yeah, go ahead.
My goal in life is not to hear that guy that you have on there say, muted again. That's what I want to do. So anything I got to do for you to keep him from telling that to me, I'm in. Go ahead.
Excellent. I like that attitude.
Okay.
All right. Like I was saying, we have a clown with us now. He's featured in the slideshow for the program tonight. So if you look at the slideshow there, he is the avowed, what do they call it, juggalo. And he's flashing his right moob on Tiny Chat, which he does all the time. That's pretty much what he spends his entire day doing, is sometimes with the face paint, sometimes not. Depends. But, yeah, he just basically flashes his moobs every night on a Tiny Chat somewhere in the Internet. So watch out for him, okay? All right, here he is. Welcome, Shadow DXS.
What's going on, Vince the Bay?
Oh, nothing much. Just doing the show here. Well, you know, celebrating boobs, of course. And congratulations.
Course.
You have. It's great to have you on Tuesdays to represent the moob population.
I'm flattered to be on the cover today. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
My roommate... just actually got done looking at the slideshow you put up and noticed that I took that photo in his old apartment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Could you just kind of pot the volume down a little bit on that?
It is off. It's off.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Who you got online, then?
Intruder, come on.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to do a, you know.
Serious?
Bring on one of my panelists tonight.
Oh, have I met him?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe this is Shadow DXS. He's a regular caller. Shadow, you're on with Ole Reuter and Asshurt MacFags and me.
That's it. No Hammurabi's Code. That's it, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, of course we're celebrating boobs, and you know, fucking Yoronon News tweeted out today that if Westboro Baptist Church wanted to talk to them, they should call my show tonight.
Oh, I'm totally down.
That was totally news to me. I came out of left field. I was like, oh, really? Okay, whatever. I'll roll with it. That's fine. If they want a level playing field to debate, I'm happy to host that. Just like, you know, we have all sorts of clashing on the show, but I don't know. I'm hoping that one of them calls in. If not, we need to call one of them pretty soon here.
Oh, I agree, dude. Did you ever catch the radio interview that Topiary did with Shirley Phil?
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that that's another repeat of that.
Well, we could try it. I don't have. If somebody could, I don't know. Wait, let me. If somebody could discreetly get me a contact number for one of the folks, I can dial it in, and we could take turns. Assert, you can go for it once. Shadow, if you want to do it, whatever, we can roll with it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty pro Westboro. So
yeah.
I'm not down with bringing them, actually.
Are any of them up tweeting right now? Just like, are any of them on Twitter right now? Have any of them tweeted in like the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
No, they're probably asleep in their mansions right now.
No.
To be honest.
No, they're in a Super 8 or Motel 6 in Connecticut.
Are they?
With,
yeah, that's right. They're getting ready to do that protesting.
Police guarding the hotel.
Whatever.
Are you pro Westboro?
Mansions. Those niggas are fucking rich. They just sue the shit out of people and make tons of money.
Yeah. No.
They seriously troll for a living, and it's fucking epic.
And people just don't get it.
They really don't. I mean,
what they're doing.
You know. Well, I understand why people are upset, and I accept that. I'm outraged by the fact that, you know, that they're doing what they're doing this following weekend. But at the same time, they have the right to do it, and that's kind of their whole point. And people have been pushing these boundaries forever and ever and ever, and you can't just stop. And be like, hey, this is where we draw the line.
Line if you ain't drinking. How about you?
Hey, Ole Reuter, do you even know what we're talking about?
drinking?
No. Ole Reuter, we're talking about the Westboro Baptist Church. You know, okay, first of all, forget the Westboro Baptist Church. You know about the terrible tragedy, the shooting at the school in Connecticut? The, you know, young kids, like 26 of them got
killed. 20 little young people died, got shot in. God damn it.
Okay. So you know about that story. Now, on top of that, there's this notorious, the best way to describe him is trolling or in real life trolling organization called.
You could say they are anybody on the internet that's trolling on the internet has to bow down to the Westboro Baptist Church.
My ass.
No, really. they make it for real. And everybody else is bullshit until they get to the level that they're at.
But on a trolling level,
not that I agree with them, but that they've taken it to the next level, and they are like the gods of reality trolling. Okay, they get out there and do it. Just to if you're looking at trolling. You look at trolling from like the trolling point of view. They are out there friggin' hammered down,
fucking
it, and everybody else is just play fucking unless they get out there with them. Now there are some like these bikers that get out there and rev their bikes up while Westboro Baptist Church is out there doing their thing, and they rev their bikes up and get in between them and
There's ways to counter troll. There's ways to counter troll.
The Patriot Riders, but you know, because I rode with them a couple times, but that's all I'm saying. But I'm 84 years old. I don't go explaining myself to anybody, but you cannot deny the fact they are out.
Tell me.
Supreme.
You're on the internet. We have a very simple rule on the internet: picks or right. It didn't happen.
They're out in the real world doing it, and everybody else is fucking interweb. Fucking with their goddamn what's that fucking IP 1627 fucking 1.54 shit. You know, they're all fucking doing that shit and they're out there for real. And ain't nobody out there fucking matching them up, so they're the supreme until somebody knocks them the fuck off. It's like a king of the mountain.
I mean, he's true, and I think their time has come to a head. Honestly, as much as I don't agree with hating on the Westboro Baptist Church because they're trolling on like a massive scale. But I must say that Cosmo and Schmoop have pretty much gone for broke, and that's commendable. Cosmo's poning of Shirley is fucking hilarious and just absurdly awesome, regardless of where you stand. And yeah, I mean,
all right.
Trapping the personal information and stuff. Good time. Cool. I wish people would deface websites, so that'd be funny.
Cool story, bro. I got to bring on Tyrone. Tyrone is here, everybody. Go ahead, Tyrone. Welcome to the show.
Yo, what up, Vince? What up, man? It's good to be back on the show, man.
Yeah, it's been a while, Tyrone. It's great to hear your voice. And
I'm getting tired of your shit.
Excuse him.
Hey, Tyrone.
That's Old Rooter. You're on with Old Rooter, Assert MacFags, and Shadow DXS. We're talking about the Westboro Baptist Church and how to ways to counter troll them without breaking any laws.
Mr. Vince, can I tell you what my favorite troll that the Westboro Baptist Church threw out there back before a troll was like a troll?
Okay, well, I don't know. What?
Back in the late 80s, remember Ricky Lake had like a show back before this fucking bullshit she's running?
Yeah. What about it?
Oh, Westboro Baptist Church was on there.
Uh-huh.
Fred Phelps was on there in the flesh. In the flesh. And he was sitting there in his, like, nice jacket, and he had his red, white, and blue wristbands on and shit. And because Ricky Lake was, like, all, like, you know, listen, before I say these nasty words, I got nothing against people. Hell, I used to have, like, a cross-dresser working for me, and I made money off it. You know, his name was Jessica. And it was hot. If I was straight and Jessica wasn't, like, 6'2", I thought she was a chick. But anyway.
One of them Amazon women.
Exactly. Red hair, pretty face, big old titties, nice ass, and had his dick stuck in between his legs. So, but, Fred got on Ricky Lake, looked her dead in the eye, and she started to go, "Why don't you agree we like fags and all these stuff, like smooching and kids?" And Fred looked at her dead in her eye and say, "Listen, The gospel says, turn or burn. You're going to turn or burn. That was my favorite Fred Phelps quote. He said, turn or burn, baby. What he meant was, all you queer fuckers out there, you need to, like, quit sticking them damn god friggin' 10-inch BC. What's that? Hey, lady, is it like a BBC or a BCC?
Well, listen, because in 2 Deuteronomy...
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Hold on. I'm about to spit some scripture.
Yeah, go ahead, Tyrone.
I'm about to spit some scripture. Because in 2 Deuteronomy, chapter 2, it say, like iron sharpen iron when a man rub up against another man.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
You didn't hear it? Hold on. Okay. 2 Deuteronomy, chapter 2, it say, like iron... sharpening iron, like what you iron your clothes with. Say, when iron sharpening iron is when a man rub up against another man.
Look. Look. See what you
look
get.
At what? We can't, it's radio. We can't see things, dude. Radio. My God. Old Reuter, how much have you had a drink tonight?
I've had like about a third of a bottle of Sheffield's port wine, and I've still got two like what's some things called? Pleca. Hey, Scooter. No, I'm not Oxycontin. What do they call it for real?
Scooter's his wife, by the way.
I done chased her out of here. What? I've got two pills of, like, she says Oxycontin, but they're about the size of some peanut M&M. Oh, shit, I dropped one. Hold on a second. Let me turn the torchlight on. Scooter, I dropped one. I'm here helping.
If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity kids, there's still time. 347-826-7667. We're not even done with the first hour yet.
Scooter! Help!
Stay tuned. We're hoping if you can please tweet the Westboro Baptist Church people that you think are still awake at this hour, tweet them the show number. It's 1-347-826-7667. Have them call in. I swear to God, I will orgasm on the air if I could get Jim Norton and one of the Westboro Baptist Church members on the air live. By the end of the show, that would be fucking hot. So if people are listening and are on Twitter, try to help make that happen.
Hey!
What?
Oh, I'm getting fucked up here. She's going to whip my ass.
Listen, man, you need to get control of your wife because it say in 2 Jambalaya chapter 3,
you know,
talk about how you're supposed to be the head of the household.
Jambalaya?
In the Bible, in 2 Jambalaya chapter 3.
Jambalaya? Like jambalaya?
Vince, you don't even read the Bible, though. You an atheist, so you don't
even know. Dude, I'm not an atheist. I'm a fucking Catholic, bro. My name's Vincenzo.
You should know, Vince.
I'm Italian and Irish.
You probably ain't been going to church.
It's disgusting. All right. Okay. I just got a tweet from the Jester. He says, I am listening to you live on air, and the dude talking about the WBC run kinetic troll ops is dead on. Be nice. So I guess he's talking about you, Reuter.
Hey, Jester, fuck you.
So that was Shadow PXS,
Jester,
by the way.
We have control of your Twitter.
Yo,
Ruffy
has control of your Twitter,
faggot. Okay, well, Jeff, since you're listening, that's old Reuter that you believe is dead on, and of course I kid old Reuter. I love old Reuter. He's been
old
around.
Old Reuter, I would love to smoke crack with old Reuter and kill
old Reuter is he's old school BTR royalty. He's great.
Awesome.
But since I have this opportunity, I would like to ask the Jester, and hopefully he can tweet me back, why did you copy-paste one of Euronon News' tweets today? That
That was kind of subpar. I think I even tweeted you about that. You never got back to me about that. Why did you cut and paste that tweet like 10 minutes later? Just curious. I mean, why not just retweet him?
That's copyright.
That's like...
Nick, I already explained. I already explained how we did this.
Yeah, you want to listen to this? Russell Lee got
that's right.
The API
zero day. You guys got a hold of both. That's right.
We got the API zero day for the Twitter.
We exploited the OAuth zero day and fucking Twitter. And guess what? Wired will not write about this one like fucking Cosmo does. Every fucking exploit he ever finds. We're keeping this one zero day.
Whatever, dude. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm waiting to hear back from Jester. He tweeted me. I wanted an answer back. Why did you copy-paste Euronon News' tweet from earlier, other than the fact that... I guess the question should really be for you, Asher. Why did you decide to do that, like tweet the same thing from the same account?
Fucking ass hurt. My bad.
I was thinking for the exact reason that we're having this discussion right now, so yeah. I can create confusion.
I'm getting a lot of mixed.
Pretty much it.
I'm getting a lot of mixed signals here.
Why is that?
I think there's some
whores.
Oh yeah, there's
some whores.
Yes, titty whores.
There's definitely.
It's big titty night on Vince and the Bay.
Well, yeah, we have one beautiful young goddess on the line with us now. That would be Asshurt MacFags.
Asshurt.
Oh, Richard really likes your name. Asshurt.
Yeah,
I know.
But awesome. Her butt plugs.
What?
I'm gonna take a drink. Against my, I'm good. Vince, I call your show to get shit faced. Cut me some slack. My wife, 20.
This guy is the best.
My wife,
he's the best.
My wife of 22 years gave me two of them. What's them things called? Percocets, and I dropped one in the trying to take it. So I had to go in the living room and beg for another one. She gave them both to me. Now I'm chasing them down with some port. Because Millie ass fuck fag ass. It has got like the hottest name on you. Did I say YouTube? I meant Blog Talk Radio. How about you?
No, I put a bullet in my head. Here's
oh, my God.
On show tonight.
Where's mommy at?
She had a strip club.
I got $3. Let me go get some pussy. Hold on a second.
Okay, kids, if you want to join the show, once again, it's 347-826-7667. Hang on. Hour number two is coming up really quick here. I got Asshurt MacFag, Ole Rooter, Shadow DXS and Tyrone on the panel tonight.
Oh my God.
We are going to get. I don't care. I don't care if we get Jim Norton. I at least want to get in touch with one of the Westboro people tonight. So
all of them are docs. Let's just fucking call them and.
Okay. I saw the docs, and to be honest, it's a goddamn novel. I don't have time to search through that. I don't have
time for that shit either.
Yeah, God, that's the thing I hate about paste bins is they just go on and on and on and on. It's like, all right, we get it.
You ever tried to do this? You ever tried to just hit control F and then type in phone?
Fuck you, Tyrone. Don't try to troll my app.
I got a song for Tyrone.
Let's do it.
It's out. It's on the app. Now keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. So y'all. y'all get nice about it.
Gotta let it go. It's got a good groove to it.
Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? See how y'all groove to it.
There's some Vincent the Bay music right here, by God.
That's right, Lee. Call it. Oh. Lee,
call it. Next.
Bring Tyrone around, baby.
See, why can't we be by ourselves sometimes? See, I've been having this on my mind for a long time. I just wanted to be you and me like you used to be,
baby. Who they calling?
So matter of fact, I heard you better call Tyrone.
Call Tyrone, baby.
And tell him come on, help you get your shit. Come on, you need to call Tyrone.
Call him.
And tell him I said
gotta call Tyrone, baby.
Yeah, yeah, you can hit me up too, because I just re-up on my Boost Mobile.
Deuce Mobile?
Boost Mobile.
Boost?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
It's spelled B-O-O-S Mobile. Boost Mobile.
My bad, Trick. I'm taking a drink. I'm 84 years old. How about you?
How many times are you going to tell us how old
I'm
you are,
Mobile?
As long until your mom like looks at me and thinks I'm her prom date, I'm good to go.
Shit, that's the case. You ain't the one supposed to be drinking.
No, I need a drink to fuck your mom. Now what? How about you? Kip, yeah, I was brought up. Yeah. Back in the older days, back in 1932, I was brought up in the hood. I know how to play the dozens. Fuck this shit. For real.
What the hell did you consider the hood, old-timer?
What I consider the hood where I'm living out in the fucking by the railroad tracks in a fucking cardboard hut waiting for my mama to come over there with that big old can of pork and beans looking at me and going, this is Thanksgiving, boy. Make... We would sit there, me and my mama and my daddy was drunk driving a cab, so my mom would sit there and she opened up a can of pork and beans, you know, on Thanksgiving. Any other day of the year, it was like some cheap old pork and beans, but on that day, it was like band camps.
But you got to throw a couple of ham bones in them pork and beans.
We couldn't afford the ham bones, so we had like the little chunks of fat that they floating there, you know.
Oh my God, what the hell happened to my show?
That still could be good, though.
Jesus Christ! I went to the bathroom
and I come back
to this. I thought we were jamming out. What happened?
You ever eat them chitlins?
We jamming out. This some Tyrone. This Erykah Badu. Here you go, brother.
Okay, he's in the green room.
Thank you.
Wow.
It was fun. Fun while it lasted.
Oh, my God. I apologize, folks. I had to go. I thought I could take a piss faster than he could play that song, but I fucked up. So, what?
Well, like, OxyContin is a hell of a drug. And when you mix that with some fucking bourbon, whatever the fuck he was drinking.
Wine.
Driving a motorcycle, calling the internet, you know, things get a little wacky.
Right, right, right. Okay. I put Ole Reuter on timeout for 2 minutes. Ole Reuter is on timeout for 2 minutes for being very obnoxious. I think you're too drunk, dude. Yeah, for being obnoxiously drunk. 2 minutes. We'll bring him back, though.
He's hilarious, though. He's
actually,
really
you
funny.
Know what? I'm gonna hold him hostage until the Jester tweets me back. He'll be muted.
There you go.
Jester likes him since the Jester likes him so much. How about this, Jester? I'm still waiting for you to answer my question.
You won't answer it.
I will not unmute Ole Reuter, who you so cherish. I will
Dude,
not.
Get this. I got Jester and Jan to block me. Fucking skills.
Bitch, please. Dude. I've been blocked by this bitch for fucking 3 years now. You can kiss the fattest part of my ass.
I've been blocked and unblocked by Jester.
You're really fat. That is really gross to think about.
I was blocked and unblocked by Sabu, so I get blocked and unblocked by people all the time. People are like...
No, but I'm like permanent blocked by them.
Perma-block.
Yeah. Ever since I hacked them, but that's cool.
Once again, folks, I am holding Ole Reuter on mute right now. He's a fantastic guest. He adds plenty of entertainment to the proceedings. He's a fantastic guitarist, good singer, and apparently apparently the Jester is very fond of him. Well, the Jester, I asked him a question why he copy-pasted a Jan tweet. God knows, Jan probably copy-pasted from somebody else. So until it's answered through that account, I will keep Ole Reuter on mute.
We will explain what happened with that tweet, though.
What tweet?
The tweet you were just talking about.
Thank you very much to Night Angel. Night Angel, very big thank you with the Happy Big Titty Tuesday Hello Kitty artwork. I will paste that into the chat room. That's beautiful. You know what? I have another Hello Kitty one too. Next.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Quickly, I'm gonna sign out. I gotta get up early tomorrow.
No worries.
But it is great to be on tonight. You know, fuck Anonymous, fuck the Jester, along with free speech. New High Football Rules. See you guys later.
Respect. There you go. Assert MacFags, ladies and gentlemen. That was great. We're in hour number two now. And it's myself, Shadow DXS, and Tyrone. So Shadow DXS and Tyrone, check this out. I've been passed on a couple different numbers. One is hotel number where and room numbers of.
Yeah, well, see, the thing about the hotel is that they've been saying that that they might not even be at the hotel. They've been saying that there ain't nothing but police at that hotel.
All right, and I also have cell phone numbers.
Now, that seems like the way to go.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I got a cell phone.
All right, who wants to go first, Shadow or Tyrone?
Let me talk to him, Vince.
All right, I'm going to mute Shadow and let Tyrone do this. I it's really sad that it has to come to this. But this is what we're going to do. So we have Tyrone on the line. We're going to call Shirley.
And if the phone don't pick up, I'll just leave a message.
Maybe you want to be like the official spokesman for Wrestle League and apologize for pwning her account.
Yeah, I'll talk to her about something.
Okay, yeah. I hope you have something good planned. All right, here we go. Here we go. Tyrone calling Shirley.
She ain't even got a voicemail set up. What's going on here? Hello?
Oh, my
Hello?
Bad. I was muted. My bad. Okay, so no, it just rang and rang, and there was no answer. There was no, that's weird. No voicemail picked up. It's odd.
Let's try another one.
See, that's the thing is, you know, you get these trolls in these chat rooms, and they're like trying to troll their like ex girlfriend, giving them their dad's cell phone number or something.
Oh, hold on, Vince. I'll get them.
And also, I would like to have somebody, since I can't do a chat room, I can't convert chat room moderators. I will have. Chat room, monitors.
We just want to leave messages the chat on room. Their phones, even if they don't answer. You know, I want to leave a message.
Line, if guest, and by guest I mean GU357, because he's so elite, he has to spell guest with 357. Anyway,
what's the motel number? Everybody's saying call the motel.
What?
Everybody's saying call the motel. What the motel number?
Oh, boy.
Hold on,
I have the hotel number. I have the hotel number. Here, let's call it. This is supposed to be the hotel number. We'll try this, okay?
All right.
And again, we just want to get a comment from them. We're with Blog Talk Radio. And we're just trying to get some sort of angle on what's going down. And so we have our correspondent Tyrone, who's going to be in communication with hopefully one of the members. They're still up though. It's late. It's like what, 1 a.m. back east. Anyway, we're trying the hotel. It's rooms. Room 16 or room 34? 16 or 34. Here you go.
Hello, and thank you for calling the newly renovated Motel 6, Hartford, Southington.
Hey, what up, girl?
The guest you're calling.
Oh, you a computer. Oh, shit. Sounded fine, though.
To the hotel, please press 1.
Oh, shit. You know what? I don't think it will register my dial tone.
Or hold on for further assistance.
Thank you. We should hold on for further assistance. All right, let me try this. What was that? Oh, shit. Something worked.
It's a great night at Motel 6. Allison speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, what's going on, Allison? My name is Tyrone Jenkins. I'm calling up there. I'm trying to return something for a friend of mine that they left in the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could connect me. I believe they staying either, I can't remember, hold on. See, I went and picked her up earlier, and then we went out for a little while. I brought her back, but I can't remember what room it was. I know she broke down. I can't read or write. This could be a 16 or it could be a 34. I'm not sure. Could we try 16 first?
There's no room 34 or 16 here.
No room 34 or 16? Well, listen,
no.
Can you just leave a message at the front desk?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just leave a message at the front desk for when these people check out? They end up under the name Phelps. And it's Megan Phelps that I picked up and went out there with. She done left her boy shorts in the backseat of my car. I was trying to bring them back to her.
There's no Phelps staying here, sweetie.
What, you got like a list right there that you just can see everybody's last name to stand there? You that good at keeping tabs on everybody?
I've been getting calls all night, sweetie. We know what's going on. There's no Phelps staying here, though.
What's going on? I don't know what's going on. What you talking about? Is something going on now?
Yeah, but there's no Phelps staying here.
Ain't
okay.
No Phelps staying there. Ain't no Megan Phelps staying there. Because that's a girl that I picked up there earlier. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, she's not here now.
Well, what am I supposed to do with these boy shorts in the back of my car?
Throw them out.
Where? I mean...
In the garbage?
I don't know what I'm going to do. What you say your name was, Allison?
Yeah.
Hey, listen. You got a fella, Allison?
Do I have a what?
You got a fella?
A
you with
feather?
Somebody? You with somebody right now?
Yes.
You mean you? So you're not single now?
No.
Well, listen, Allison. You know what they say though. You know what they say. What I'm talking about. You might find that some of the dark persuasion might be better pleasing to you because you sound very voluptuous over the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Listen, I can come over there right now. We could go out. We could go.
That's okay, sweetie. I'll have to pass.
Now, listen, I got money. That's what I'm talking about. I got money. I'll take care of you.
Have a good night, sweetie. I have to go back to my job.
No, hold on, girl. I ain't going to have a good night till I'm having a good night with you, though.
Okay. Have a good night. I have to go.
No, hold on, girl. Oh, you ain't got
to
go.
I have other phone calls. I have to get back to my
job,
sweetie.
No, you ain't
got to.
Hey, what your cell phone is? Hold up. I'll text you.
No. Have a good night.
Let me text you. Come on, girl. Let me text you. I know you're still on the line, girl. I hear the music. Let me text you, though. She gave me the silent treatment now. I see how it is. I can wait. All good things come to those who wait, Allison. Come on, Allison. Allison Tripp.
Allison peaced out, bro. Sorry. Good try, though, bro. Good try.
They said there ain't no room 16, ain't no room 34.
Dude, most of this place
dude,
is start off.
We're just getting trolled.
I don't
this
know.
Is stupid.
What do you expect?
This is
anonymous docs. I mean.
Yeah. It's pointless. I think the only way to do it is through Twitter. I think people really have to like bombard these people on Twitter. Get them to call in.
It is impossible to talk on this show, I swear.
Why? What do you want to say, dude?
I don't even know anymore. It's Titty Tuesday, and we're talking about Westboro Baptist Church.
Well, yeah, the theme of the show is boobs. But our main topic is this whole Westboro Baptist Church thing.
Fucking set them on fire and be done with it, man. Let the faggots burn in the earthly hell.
Whatever. You're fucking juggalo, dude. It doesn't matter what you think.
That's all I care about is titties.
You already have them, so no wonder you don't have to go anywhere.
I'm a greedy juggalo. What the fuck you want? I'm like Jester. I'm a real fucking clown.
No, I like real female boobs. And you know, they don't have to be big. In between, you know, a nice C cup, B cup even, it's fine. All natural, as long as it's proportional, it's fine.
There's a girl that came in the tiny chat the other day. She from Amsterdam. She said she wear a G cup.
Jesus Christ. Well, we've have, I think Ms. Becker wears a G cup. Is that right?
I don't know. It's pretty big. This girl has some big titties.
Huh.
I mean, it just looked like it was about to pop. Pop them with a needle, it just spread titty juice everywhere.
Like lactate or blood?
I don't know. I don't know what titty juice looks like. I never seen the inside of one.
I have. It ain't pretty. Anyways, Vince, we got some...
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I got the official... can you hear me?
Yo. Yeah.
All right, I finally got a tweet back from the Jester, okay?
That was
fucking... As Yan and I have been cross-posting all day in support of a common goal. Example, check the timestamp.
Hey, Jester.
Well, it's another cut and paste from one to the other. Allegedly, you know what I always like to look at? The people that retweet and favorite it and all that stuff, you know, because sometimes if you go to let me tweet that for you, you can see them on there in the same order. Isn't that the site? Let me tweet that for you. Anyway. So he pointed out another example where this time it appears that Jester did a tweet and then Jan about 45 minutes later copy-pasted and tweeted. See, again, they're both afraid. They're both embarrassed to retweet each other. That's weird. I mean, why not just retweet?
Because their ego's too inflated, dude. Think about it. You got Jester's been sitting there screaming for years about how Anonymous is part of a terrorist
Anonymous.
Court and all that other crap, and then you've got, you know, Anonymous been preaching for years that, you know, Jester's just a fucking wannabe faggot. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory as to why.
Okay, we're getting more calls. All right, we're gonna take a short break. I'm gonna screen some of these callers. I'm on now live once again. Thank you to Assert MacFags for champing it out through the first hour. I know she had to get up early. She has to get up early, so thank you for coming out again, Assert MacFags. Much respect for poning Jan and Jester today. I have with me Shadow DXS, who you see in the slideshow there, and Tyrone. We're going to come back in just a moment with your calls. If you have anything you'd like to ask the panel, you can do it on the line 1-347-826-7667. You can also personal message me anonymous questions if you want to be discreet. I accept anonymous messages for people on the panel. Some people are a little timid, a little shy. They don't want to call in. They don't want to do it in the chat openly. You know, if you don't know how to personal message me on the chat room there, you just click on my name and then in the chat room, little roll, a window deal. Click on my name and where it says private, open that up, and you can give me a private message and just say anonymous question or whatever. Okay, hang on. I got to do a little bit of you can also send me pics of boobs. This is Big Titty Tuesday. I usually get – you can tweet me too. It's Vince in the Bay. It's just twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Tweet me your favorite booby pics. Okay, real quick before we go to break, Shadow,
what person on the planet has your favorite or has your favorite boobs? What are your favorite boobs on the planet?
I'd have to say redheaded titty boobies and nice, perky, bright nipples.
Kind of like yours?
A little bit brighter than mine.
Okay. No, is there anybody in specific, like a porn star or somebody that you just really think her boobs are great?
Honestly, nah. I'm not. I don't single out individual titties, man. It's all about all the titties.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. In other words, no answer. Tyrone, holler at me. Tell me who's what chick out there, porn star or otherwise. What chicks has your favorite boobs? Tyrone, are you there? Do we lose Tyrone?
What? Right. What? Hello? Hello?
Hey, Tyrone, yeah, you're on.
Oh, damn, Vince, I went to the bathroom. You said you was going on break.
No, I'm going on break in just a second, but it just occurred to me, I usually ask this of everybody on the panel, who has your favorite tits?
Megan Phelps.
Who?
Megan Phelps.
Megan Phelps?
Yeah.
Is that one of the Westboro Baptist Church people?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. Okay, folks. It's Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct. Very, very apt title. Good for the show. If you want to join the hilarity, it's 347-826-7667. I got a lot of people on hold who are being very patient. I appreciate that. I'm going to be with you momentarily, but we're going to, of course, we're celebrating boobs. Oh, by the way, my favorite boobs at the moment belong to Jelena Jensen. Jelena Jensen. I will find a pic of her. Or you can just Google that, Jelena Jensen, all E's in there, except for the A at the end of Jelena. Jelena Jensen, perfect tits, like just ideal. Great body, too, like my ideal body, too, like curvy. Kind of like, she reminds me of like the modern day Christy Canyon or something like that, you know? Oh, God, I love breasts. They're fantastic. Yeah. Okay. So, but hey, you know, not everybody's got the quintessential boobs, but they're doing just fine. Just like all the people in my slideshow. They're doing A-okay as far as I'm concerned. If you're listening and you don't have big boobs, please don't feel alienated. This really should just be called Titty Tuesday. I keep saying I'll take the big out, but God, I love big tits. Holy shit. Oh, my God. All right. So, looks like I have to put Spyko on timeout. Oops. Just a second here. Spyko, timeout. 2 minutes. Spyko, 2 minutes for spamming. 2 minutes for spamming there, Spyko. And also just being a general nuisance in the chat room. Anyhoot, tweet out the show if you can, and we'll be right back. We're celebrating boobs. Remember, if yours aren't that great, it's okay.
I don't clean, they do it for me.
Jesus, what a terrible song, huh, people?
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, me.
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 800, insegnare un po'
these top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
That's right, folks. We have about 25 minutes to go in the program. And I apologize for people that tuned in hoping that we were going to get somebody from Westboro Baptist on the line. Honestly, I've tried this on my show before. I think it was about a year, almost 2 years ago. And we just got answering machines. We call the main... the main line. I mean, we could do that. If somebody just wants to send me their main hotline number, we can leave a message at least. You know, I mean, why not? Tyrone and or Shadow, would either be down to just leave a message on their general hotline just because we can't?
Yeah, I want to tell them that I got to return Megan's boy shorts to her. I ain't washing them for it. They're nasty. They got stains and shit on them.
Okay. I think that's TMI. All right. Hey, we got calls on the line. Thank God. We're,
Yeah, because somebody just used the Justice Twitter account to tweet that your show's phone number was to the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, fuck that asshole. Are you serious?
Well, I don't know that the Jest himself did it, but
one of the people that is part of the has that access to that account.
I don't know. The tweet's still up, so maybe he did do it.
Tyler Bass. Tyler Bass says Jester is, like I said, an anon. Let's bring on Tyler Bass right now. Tyler, tell us about that. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, he's an anon. I mean, what can you say? I think he's pointed this out himself. He's got an agenda that he accomplishes stuff without his own name involved. And you know, as many people have taken pains to point out, most notably my homeboy Kilgore, Anonymous has no agenda. It is a legion. And Jester, while he has his own, like, sort of anti-jihad, you know, more like right-wing sort of agenda, you know, is a part of that. And because Anonymous really isn't, and I know it's associated with Occupy and more, you know, Electronic Frontier Foundation and Sunlight Foundation causes. I mean, it's kind of ambiguous when it comes to economics. I mean, shit, Vince, you're a guy who is pretty right-wing on guns in some respects that some people would say. And, you know, you were on capitalist radio for a while and you, obviously involve yourself in this stuff, so I mean, I would not call you the sort of suppressive person in Scientology talk that Jester is, and that is very much to your credit, sir. But you know, it's a big tent. It's a big fucking tent. It's certainly bigger than any political party. And so I'm not really surprised that Jester does that. Unfortunately, Jester has blocked me on Twitter. I think not so much because I'm a mover or shaker personally, but because he's worried that his follower list will be used as a scavenging ground for people who plot against him or her, or, in my opinion, them. Jester is a collective, in my personal opinion, and from what I've been able to gather from my own research. So, I mean, just the writing styles are different, if you look at Jester, you know. It looks like there's several characters involved in that, honestly.
Well, in my experience, following Jester since, I don't know, beginning of 2011, I think it was, when I first became aware of him, and...
It's a them, dude. I'm telling you. It's a them.
No, and I them, exactly. I totally agree with that. But at one point, I was convinced it was a him. And I think it was initially. Just like Yan initially was just Jackal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at some point he, you know, gave up access. He must have got doxxed, outed, whatever. People keep it. He said, "All right, you know what? I'll give you access to the account if you don't drop my dox." Okay, cool. You know, and then so on and so forth. And there's been many times that account has been compromised by lots of folks. I remember just like a couple months ago, somebody did some weird backwards exploit where if you emailed a certain email, it would tweet out the message through Jester's account. That was hilarious.
Yeah, in fact, when I was investigating Tom Ryan's connection to all this, I screenshot to prove this in case anyone thinks I'm just fucking with you. Actually, private messages I had during that time on GChat via my Gmail account, which I never thought to be secure in general because it's Google. People who I was talking, a person I was talking to was receiving random LOLs in the message stream. So even my email account has been compromised, and I would be inclined to think it was connected to my investigation of Jester. Who knows, really? Who the fuck knows?
Hello.
It looks like that Vince got dropped. Oh no. Oh shit.
Okay, I'm not muted. You just don't know how to shut the fuck up. Anyways, wanted to let you guys know that Jester is in fact mad. He just tweeted a few minutes ago saying, "Hey Vince in the Bay, you're gonna be left with sad trolls you already have on your show, bro. Keep trying."
Yeah, he seemed a little bit upset about
oh,
some
did he? Did we wrestle his jimmies? Did we wrestle Jester's jimmies, dude?
I think he's mad.
He's a little bit upset.
Awesome, dude. Win. VITB 1, Jester 0. Jimmy's wrestled checkmate. Thank you. I definitely detected some mad in there. Definitely detected some mad. VITB wins.
No, see, let me just clear up the confusion right now, okay? Jester still has control of his account, but Russell League also has control of it. It's not a complete account takeover. It was using a zero-day, involves a Twitter API and a bunch of other technical jargon that most average listeners won't understand. So it's, yeah, that. So well, some of the tweets are from him, and then some of the tweets are from Russell League.
Okay, apparently Jester's on the line, supposedly.
Oh, this will be great.
Tweet.
All right, hang on. Let me screen some calls. Tyler, Tyrone, Shadow, you're all live. I'm going to bring on Variant. Welcome to the show, Variant. You wanted to weigh in on the Westboro talk?
Yeah. I just wanted to, I guess, if you were planning on following more with that hotel, save you guys some trouble. We've had people through there for a while. All of the room numbers are actually three-digit room numbers from what we checked, so I'm pretty sure Westboro is just kind of trolling with us right now. When we had people swinging by, there were like six cop cars, because I'm pretty sure people were calling threats into it, but we are almost... No.
Did you drop them?
What was that?
Did his call get dropped?
I have really, really bad service, so I don't know if you guys can hear me. Can you guys hear me at all?
No, you might as well just hang out, dude.
All right. Peace.
Did that nigga really just hang out?
Wow. Wow, we lost Variant. Larry Variant rage quit. No, I'm just kidding. He told me he had a bad connection and he was on hold and he dropped off like three times already. So he's got a really seriously bad connection. But I have another caller to bring on. Hang on 1 second.
Dollar says it's not the Jester.
I agree.
How about you, Tyrone? Hey, nigger. I know you can hear me, you motherfucker. Unmute your phone. Well, then fuck you too, you ashy motherfucker. Anybody else on this line?
Yes.
Hello? Hello, Vince. I'm still on the air.
I wanted to know if you wanted to get on the bet that whoever the hell Vince is trying to get on the air is not the Jester. I'm putting $1 on it.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Vince, I'm on mute.
No, you ain't on mute.
Oh, shit, I had to leave. I had to go outside for a minute. So I don't know what went on. The Jester on the L?
Nah, hold on a second.
Miss, what the hell going on? You got a dead air on your show.
He's screaming call, dude.
Oh. I want to talk to the Jester, though.
Yeah, well, it's going to be voice morph. If this person has any brains at all, they are actually involved with that.
If it's the real Jester, it would be.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, he's having technical problems setting that up.
No, sorry about that, guys. I had to pre-screen some calls, some riffraff. Sorry, it's my bad. Didn't leave you guys dangling out there. But we do have an interesting caller that is about to join us and up the estrogen level a little bit. We have the lovely Carrie with us now. Carrie, what's going on? What's on your mind? You wanted to chime in about Westboro Baptist Church?
Well, actually, yes. I wanted to introduce myself. I do Blog Talk Radio, too, as well.
Don't care.
I'm a dead hour, paranormal and psychic radio.
About them ghosts and stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
but,
hey, I think my house is haunted, though, and I get scared because, you know, black people don't play with no ghosts.
I'm also the admin for the Veterans Against the Westboro Baptist Church Facebook page, and I also formed the Patriots Against Westboro movement. We're also a group on Facebook as well.
okay, and what do you
all
guys
right, hang on a second here. Hang on a second. I hate to interrupt. We'll continue the conversation here. I just want to address an issue. The Jester Twitter account is tweeting at me. He seems kind of butthurt, or she, or whatever. The Jester seems butthurt. It says, want to play nice or want to keep playing fuck, fuck, goose?
See, Vince, what the problem is, I think.
Hang on a second. And he also says, so Vince in the Bay has decreed I am an Anon. Really, Vince? Did I at any point say he was an Anon?
No, you didn't. Tyler Bass said that.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're confusing our voices, Jester, but
damn.
Tyler Bass is the one that said it. I'm just suggesting that your account might have been compromised and accessed by an Anon, at least, at some point during the duration. There's just no way you haven't been penetrated already.
It wasn't accessed by no Anon. It was accessed by Russell Reed.
Jester, I want you to listen very carefully. It's past your bedtime, sweetie. You need to go to bed. Okay, you got a big day tomorrow, all that fucking trolling and want to be hacking. Go take a nap. All right, sweetheart?
Hey.
Night.
The views expressed by the panelists are not necessarily the views of Vincent Bay, the Vincent Bay audience, the other panelists, the listeners, the chatters, Blog Talk Radio, and its staff and sponsors. All right, it's just the opinions of these individuals that are on their own. It is what it is. I hate this. This is what Ron Briner tried to do. He tried to accuse me of being an anti-Semite just because I had the one angry Jew on my show. I have a parody of a self-hating Jew calling to my show on occasion, and this guy just happens to tune into my show, and he suddenly labels me as an anti-Semite just for
Ron Brenner is apparently not offended by the jigabooism, so I guess Ron Brenner is selectively offended. And Jester, if you're listening, late people, you are anonymous. You do not use your real name. If you'd like to give that would be all sorts of hilarious. But Jester, this is the thing. But,
you having problems, bro? You seem to have hounded me all day. I can demonstrate your shit in a heartbeat, Vince.
What? I didn't see that. Where was that?
It was 56 seconds ago, bitch. Get tweet
that. I gotta refresh, you asshole.
Well, get TweetDeck, fucking faggot. Learn how to fucking Twitter.
Wait, he says, I came at him, suck it up. Want to
play
nice?
Wow.
You having problems, bro? You seem to have hounded me all day. I can demonstrate your shit in a heartbeat, Vince. I haven't been hounding you all day. What are you talking about?
Hey, man, just go to fuck to sleep. Seriously. This show ain't about you. We don't give a fuck about you. You are the has-been that never was.
Okay, I'm just gonna discard that. I apologize, folks. We have less than 10 minutes left in the show, and I'm really excited about this panel. It's a nice, small, knit group. We're having a good time. We're talking shit to the Jester. He's tweeting back. It's kind of fun. This is kind of lulzy. We should do this more often. And there's a shit ton of callers waiting to get on the air. And we only have 10 minutes of live broadcast left. You want to do audio spaghetti for the last 10 minutes?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, way.
No. Maybe the last.
The Jester's claiming he has WBC's number posted, so if you want to call into that.
Oh, we lost Carrie. Oh, Carrie, call back. Call back. Carrie's call dropped.
The number that he posted is the number that you call into Vince's show. And he didn't post that number. He didn't post it. Oh, my God. I'm not even going to
cool.
say
we'll
it no
some
more.
Callers,
I've said
finally.
It a million times already.
We'll finally get some
calls.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. No. Check this out. This is what we're going to do. We are going to pretend like we're pro Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh,
I love God. And
we're going to anti-troll them. Okay? Let's see. Okay, let's see who this. Okay, I'm just gonna bring people on unscreened. We're talking about the picketing that's going on, and how we are following it closely, and hope that everybody's safe, and that no incidents occur. Although I'm kind of curious, you know, the church is probably, you know, dealing with a lot of expenditures with travel and lodging and dining and all sorts of accommodations. What if they picket and are not assaulted or disturbed in any way, shape, or form? What's the net loss there? A lot of overhead to go out of your way, even though it's just within, you know, the United States. I mean, these people, they will fly to, what is it? What was it? Sweden, where that guy shot 12 people or 24, 12, 20 some odd people.
Vince, that was Norway.
Norway.
That was Norway. He shot close to like 80 something people. You fucking hard.
Yeah, it was like 80 something.
Same difference, you idiots.
Right, because 12 and 80 is pretty fucking close, homie.
All right, fine. I fucked that up. My bad.
Obviously.
I'm a fucking loser.
Losers, well, winning.
They were liberals, though. They were liberals.
Oh, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a fucking liberal. That's the other thing that pisses me off, is people always assume.
Obama.
People assume I'm a liberal. You know, I kind of identify with Andrew Breitbart. He said a lot, you know, and I think he writes about this in his book. I haven't read his book, but when he was promoting his book, he was saying how he was born a cultural liberal. He grew up in Southern California. I grew up in Northern California. I can identify with that. I definitely grew up a cultural liberal, suburban cultural liberal, and slowly unlearned that. And that's, I, you
just
know.
Just tweeted again.
What? Am I Patriot Gregging?
Just tweeted again.
Ah, what does that asshole want now? What kind of bullshit is
this is why you can't have nice things. However, your reaction is possibly the best thing you could have done to save it.
This is why you can't have nice things. However, I know why I can't have nice things. Don't tell me why I can't have nice things.
I think you had a new boyfriend. I think he's definitely man crushing on you.
And Tyler Bass is trying to get in here saying, "Oh crap, this is a hoax. I'm a hoaxed.
I am hoaxed.
I've
been telling you that for the last
Good job, Asher.
I've been
telling you this shit for the last 30
you
minutes.
You were right. You were right. And due to my own prejudice and bigotry, I didn't listen to you. Ah, God damn it.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Okay, there's a shit ton of callers on the line. All right.
Overtime. Overtime.
Oh, we're totally going to overtime. But if you want to get in on this, the show is going to go off the air for the internet if you're just listening on the show page.
8267667.
All right. You know what? The fucking goddamn clown gets time out for the rest of the live broadcast. That's right. That's, 5 minutes? The juggalo will be on. The fat, slobbery juggalo who you see in the slideshow there, he's on timeout for the next 5 minutes, the rest of the live broadcast. But I want to thank him, Assert MacFags, Tyrone, Tyler Bass, for joining me live. The live portion of the program was great. If I have a feeling that the overtime is going to be even more stimulating. Let's just put it this way. I have 22 people with their hands raised that want to chat about this.
So we'll go for another hour as long, and you can follow along as long as you call in at 347-826-7667. You can also Skype through the page there. There's a little S icon. Just go ahead and click a doodle on that, and you're good to go. You can just call in and listen. You don't have to talk. But if you do want to talk and you're listening, you press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to participate. So press the number 1, and that will alert me that you want to join the conversation. And a lot of people are pressing 1. Holy shit. Okay, I need to get some water. I'm parched. See, basically what I do is I drink a bunch of coffee, a big cup of coffee, so I get all dehydrated, and I just drink water, and I'm already out of water. This is bad. I've got to alleviate this. So we're gonna take a quick brickety break. I'm going to refill my water supply, and we'll get some more calls. Really excited for with the show tonight. Jester, I hope you're called in in some way, shape, or form to hear the final hour or so of the broadcast, or else you'll just have to check in the archives, and you can go there at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay, and scroll through the archives. I've had some pretty amazing guests on this show. It's not all been. This show was not always all about internet people and anons and all that shit. But it's fun though. It's more interactive this way. I love the tweets. Keep them coming. Jester is just talking away, and he's just chat. Speaking of chat, thank you all, chit chatters. I appreciate it. You can keep chit chatting and follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I got a lot of calls to screen. Wow. All right. I'm gonna play a track here. And first say I love you to everybody listening. I love you, and we'll make love to you again soon. And also, oh man, I'm torn. There's two songs I want to play. If the Jester's still listening, I'd want to play 99 Trolls. Got 99 Trolls and A Bitch Ain't One. But there's also 99 Words for Boobs. Who wants to hear which? Of people that are listening that are still in the chat, vote now. I'm going to play this one of these tracks. Would you rather me play the song that's about 99 boobs or 99 trolls? It's your choice, folks. 99 boobs or 99 trolls? Booby trolls. Some of the trolls have boobs. People are saying boobs. Okay. All right, boobs, fine. Maybe I'll play 99 trolls as the outro. It seems like boobs are kind of winning. I don't blame you. Okay, fine. Here you go. 99 words for boobs.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use
99 words for boobs. Humpty dumplings, hearty boys. Double lattes, ode to joys. Hooters, shooters, physics tutors. Bobsy twins and ball commuters. Double, double UMDs. MREs and PFDs. Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes. 99 words for boobs. Gerbers, servers, holy grails. Whoopee cushions, humpback whales. Flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, billows, Don DeLillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow donkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Kai Omegas, swag the showgirls show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins, your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob, too.
Orchestra. Oh, yeah, give it to me.
Wish I could have had, I wish I could have had, Old Rooter Jam with my band. Vince and the Bay House Band. Major Proppers. All right, we're in overtime, kiddos. No holds barred. A lot of people are lurking. A lot of people called in just to listen. I did some extensive call screening, hence the vamping. I apologize. But I am back with Shadow DXS, Tyrone, and Tyler Bass. Tyler Bass, how you feeling? Thanks a lot for giving Jester the impression that I am I'm accusing him of being an Anon. That is totally your statement. That's your view. I provide a forum here. This is a venue for people to just express themselves. Don't be mistaken though. This is not a free speech zone. And I have to say that every show, but this is not a free speech zone. Hence the reason why I mute people in the chat. Hence why I mute people on the air. I am a fascist dictator. I'll let there be a little bit of anarchy for a while, but if it gets out of hand, I'm gonna drop down the iron fist. I'm not afraid to have to put the chat room in total lockdown mode. As Ghost like to call it, Ghost, what did he used to call it? Chat room martial law. Yeah. Oh, I miss Ghost. He fucking went nuts. He raged on me on Twitter and got banned. Poor guy. I miss you, Ghost. Oh, Ghost, it feels like it was just yesterday. I was calling into your show, Ghost. Ghost? Ghost. What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with this shit? Ghost.
Van Dee, stupid up, San Francisco, 1978. Amber Crombie, Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
I love you too, Ghost. It's the Ghost of Ghost. Oh man! All right, you ready for more calls?
Do it.
All right, I think I scared some people off. With the 99 boobs or something. We have Matrix with us now. Matrix. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, pretty much, I just wanted to say to the Jester, if he's listening, that he is the Batman of the internet right now. There's a lot of people in the underground that are really liking the work that he's doing. He took down 19 domains of the Westboro Baptist Church in no time flat. That's pretty impressive.
Oh,
Vince, I do want to say I gotta
go to sleep.
All right, Tyrone. All right, Tyrone. Any final thoughts before you peace out?
I just want to say that Russell Lee. Yo. Russell Lee.
Oh, you're a nigga. Anyways, I'm done listening to you fucking retards. But yeah, peace. I'm out.
Wait, who was that? Who just rage quit right there?
Oh, whoever you just.
Oh, I just put him on the air and he rage quit. Matrix. Wow, dude.
Fuck Matrix.
People just rage quit. I think the fact that they're not live on the air anymore. And that nobody on the internet can hear them. I think that bothered them.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people just like, the, you know, they're fame fags. They just want to fame whores. Because usually we get into the to lengthy rational discussion in the wee hours of the overtime, because it ends up being like three or four people, and they actually have a civilized conversation. But I don't know, man. Maybe we'll shut this taco stand down in a few, unless we get some hands raised. There's nobody else. Everybody just rage quit. Tyrone left. That Matrix dude got kind of, he rage quit.
Press the number one, people.
Yeah, somebody has to press number one. Blitzy is listening. He's lurking. I think Blitzy should press number one.
Force him on anyways.
No, that's not my policy. I don't unmute people unless they press one. Unless they can confirm that they can't press one. Because sometimes people are like triple dialed in and they're doing some weird, you know.
Blitzkrieg's retarded, man. He needs help. You got to push one for him.
All right. No, I did. And here he is. Go ahead, Blitzkrieg. What's up, dude?
You love talking shit, Chatto. What the fuck, dude? Jeez.
So
going on?
How much? How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm bored.
Yeah, I can tell.
Love you, Blitz.
Uh-huh. Where's Vince?
I got a feeling.
I'm right. Unfortunately, I'm right here.
What's the matter, Vince?
So, Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
What's this Operation Blitzkrieg thing, you Russian bank thief?
Dude, yeah, I heard about that. And then immediately everyone asked me, and I was like, nope.
Yeah, man, I woke up to that shit on Fox News. I'm like, oh, I gotta reach out to fucking Blitz. Hold up.
Gotta figure, dude.
I mean, like, out of all the operations, they had to come out with your shit.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I got calls from my family about that, too, which I found hilarious. Because, like, usually they don't really say anything if they ever hear anything about, like, anything computer-related. But they, like, called me right away, and they were pretty pissed. I was like, no, I have nothing to do with that.
You know what's going to be funny is if it actually happens, and then you get a knock on the door from, like, you know, some suspicious fucking men with some shiny badges and guns.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't. Because I don't want anything to do with that.
The start of your life right there.
What?
That'll be the story of your life right there.
It'd be pretty funny.
You'd have to record it. No, better yet, be on Tiny Chat and let somebody else record it.
I'm all set, dude. Anyways, Vince, how are you?
Oh, that I'm fantastic. I'm doing great. I'm having a good time. It was a nice, healthy turnout tonight. I really got to give a big ups to Urinon News for tweeting out. I had no intention of doing a show about the Westboro Baptist Church tonight. I had no intention of doing that.
Hey,
when I woke up.
You know,
it's Big Titty Tuesday. It's all about boobies, all right? But there's all this Twitter drama just sidetracks the whole circus.
Well, I thought it was a decent show.
It was fun. Somebody is interactive, like Jester was tonight, was playing the villain via Twitter.
Yeah, it'd be cool if we did that more often.
Yeah.
So I think Jester believes he's pretty accomplished right now. He just got done tweeting thank you with his little happy face.
Oh, no, I think he's just having fun. Why not?
Yeah.
From what I understand.
I mean, the dude's genuinely a horrible fucking troll.
I don't think that's very nice, Chatto.
When have I ever been nice, dude?
I don't know. That doesn't really matter. But I need a cigarette, so just bullshit with Vince or something for a minute.
I'll take the fucking phone with you, you vaginal secretion.
Because I'm on Skype, so give me a minute.
Take your fucking laptop with you.
No. Talk about something constructive.
Vince better ring on another fucking caller. And Vince left me alone. That's great. Let's see, what am I going to talk about? Well, it is Big Titty Tuesday. I take it back. It's officially Wednesday over here on the East Coast, which apparently is what the show, you know, gravitates around. So, Wednesday. Fuck it, Westboro Wednesday. I seriously think these guys just need to get old-fashioned passionate ass whooping. I mean, we allow them to get away with this crap. We tried to even take it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court had to go, logic dictates it's still free speech. And I agree with them. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not one to ever deny someone the ability to open their fucking mouth unless, of course, I break their fucking jaw. You know what I'm saying? So, then again, I'm a senseless, violent juggalo who's supposedly in some kind of a gang or whatever, according to the FBI. Fuck the FBI. There's real fucking criminals out there with guns and, you know, all kinds of horrible shit. Rapists, murderers, real gangbangers. And they want to pick on the fucking retards in clown paint. Like, that makes any kind of fucking sense. That's your taxpayer dollars hard at work. So, hope you feel proud, America. Anyways. Vince, where the fuck are you? Yeah, this is some bullshit. If I were to hang up right now, it'd be nothing but dead fucking silence. I'm considering it. I don't know, is the chat room still going on? Yeah, it is. Alright, I can see you fuckers in the chat room. What do y'all want to talk about? Kathy, idiot. Westboro, technically, yeah, they're trolls. But, you know, they're not like the trolls that you encounter on the internet. We do it for the lulz. Westboro's doing it for some kind of fucking horseshit religious agenda. Does Vince realize how hard he was trolled by Russell League? I don't think he was trolled by Russell League today.
I don't give a shit. Check this out. We got a really hot chick with us now. We are now joined by Von Rage. Welcome, Von Rage.
Wow, I feel special now.
Don't. He says that to all women.
Oh, man.
No, I admit I fell for Jester's bullshit.
Oh, did you see the light? Did you see the light there, Miss Rage?
Yeah.
So tell me, what originally attracted you to Jester and his actions?
Oh, no. I was all about the WBC, saw the number, and called, and surprise, surprise.
Oh, you thought that Jester was trying to get people to call him or the Westboro Baptist Church, right?
Yeah, well, no. I thought he was calling the church. That's what I originally called for. And I have not been able to stop listening since because I've been laughing my ass off.
So how long have you been following the Jester?
Vince.
Yes, Vince. Sir. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, you have a good show and everything. You just can't. People talk a lot of shit. You know? You're a good guy.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of shit. But that's why shit like this is so worth it, because every once in a while you got to lighten up the mood. Everyone's pissed off about WBC.
Exactly.
But
well, good fucking reasons, man. They're wanting to protest children's fucking funerals.
That's right. Juggalos are united in the coalition to defeat the abuse of the First Amendment by the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yep.
They deserve every horrible thing that is coming their way. Absolutely. But I am positive Jester's got a big fucking heart on right now listening to all this. And there are people flipping out all over the boards and on to everyone. And all I can do is fucking laugh.
Well, I think it's more, it's more people are doing something about it, where other people are just talking about doing something about it.
Yeah. And there's been a big showing out of people supporting the families and everything, which is great.
I agree.
But the petitions that have been out, they have been doubling, tripling, quadrupling the signatures they need.
Hey, Blitz.
What?
I got a question for you, homie. Why do you hate shit talking so much?
It's because of respect. A lot of people don't have it.
Yeah, no, hold on. I got respect for people, but it's only to those that deserve it.
Okay. Well, don't talk shit about people if they don't talk shit about you.
Hey, shut up for a second. Hang on. Hey, okay. Blitzy, I always forget. What's your Twitter handle?
T-H-Blitz.
T-H. Oh, Tublitz.
Yeah,
yep.
Tublitz.
Oh,
if you're too fucking retarded software, you're right.
Oh, man.
Typos and fucking rolled with it, man. Like a boss.
Are you trying to be like Tawongs?
Pwned. Fucking pwned.
What's the matter, man? You don't seem to be in a good mood.
Of course not.
What makes you think I'm in a bad room? Bad mood?
No, you're being very feisty.
Feisty.
I'm trying to stimulate conversation in various ways, shapes, and forms.
Hey, Blitzkrieg.
Hey, what's up?
Give me Kizzy.
Simba. Hey, is there anyone else that's like lurking around that can get on to?
There's a shit ton of lurkers. There is lurkers out. Lurkers
we're all
out
just
number.
Watching and waiting.
Hey, yeah. If you're a fan of the Jester and you hate Chat of the push the number one button and give him a piece of your mind. Stand up for your boycott.
No one wants to talk, dude. That's the thing. No one wants to talk. They just want to fucking sit there.
Wait a second. T-E-H-L-I-T-Z-Y.
Dude, I will just tweet at you. Holy
please.
Fuck.
Just.
Yeah, tweet at him.
Oh, for the love of God.
He can't look in his own chat room because he's too fucking retarded.
I'm not in his chat room either.
There we go.
Right,
it's a blip. Just like
we're talking
long.
About this today.
Oh, here we go. Okay, I got you. I got you, dude. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Spyko, and your fucking spam wall of horse shit.
So bummed that the Westboro Baptist Church didn't show up. But it was cool to get trolled by Jester.
Now, see, that's a classy program right there.
Big ups to Tyler Bass, Tyrone, Shadow DXS.
Ebuno, whatever the fuck his name is. Wow, Fat Boy is super rude to Vince. What an ass. I'm assuming that's ass because it's all fucking asterisked out. Or dick. Yeah, Spyko's right. I could be a dick. Or a cunt. Fuck it. I'm everything.
I don't approve of that language, young man.
Hey, man, I'm just reading what's in your chat. So don't get mad at me.
Oh, my.
Ooh, say that again.
Wait, so I'm doing some background check here on Rage, and she, you're calling me a dick. Is that what you were referring to?
Uh-oh. Did what?
You tweeted to a non-sicko and me, can't take it too seriously, but enjoying every moment of a dictator, huh? He's the dick, and we're the taters.
Anyone that calls themselves a dictator is a dick.
Oh, yeah. I'm a. Yes, I call.
Are you really that ashamed of it? I mean,
no, absolutely not. If you obviously haven't really.
Think he wants the dick.
What?
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm multitasking right now.
Yeah, you're not doing a good enough job of it.
Sanguine Rose is tweeting some fascinating photographs.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to be there forever, man.
Oh, my God. I had a fun tonight. That was cool.
Oh, dude, of course, saying, dude, everyone's dick riding so hard.
Dick riding who?
Nothing.
What? Repeat what you said, Blizzard.
I said people are dick riding wicked hard.
Wow, that's something special right there.
Let's
take it,
our little boy.
Okay, we might be getting dangerously close to shutting down the whole show. Okay.
Yeah, bring
some more callers on, Ben.
But there's just the four of us right now, but there are like 10 or 11 other callers that are just sitting there listening.
Oh, come
scare
on.
One of them to death. Talk, hey, Ben, scare one of them to death and just randomly put them on and be like, oops, it was an accident.
Should we try audio spaghetti and just unmute everybody?
Yes.
Do it.
All right, folks. I'm giving fair warning to all the callers that are listening to the chat. You either self-mute on your end or you make some sort of weird noise. Nobody's going to know where it's coming from because the point of audio spaghetti is...
Fuck the gesture.
It's just, yeah, like, that could be Shadow's thing. He can just say that over and over and over again.
I can?
Yeah, but I have to play the theme music first.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, just fair warning. This might be a total letdown, to be honest. But Rage, I'm grateful that you joined us. It's always good to have some estrogen on the panel.
Hold on. Before you go into audio spaghetti, Rage, do you have nice boobs?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It is Tuesday.
That it is.
What size bra do you wear?
What?
What size bra do you wear, ma'am?
Titty
Tuesday. Oh, no.
You don't reveal that?
No.
Why not?
Make up some shit then.
No.
That's unfortunate.
That's the beautiful thing about men. You don't have to tell us the truth. We can fantasize about some shit.
I think you're the first female caller that has ever refused to reveal. Oh, that's too bad.
I tell you what, I'm gonna pretend she's got 36 double D's. How's that? Does that work?
I think she's doing okay. I don't think she's got enough to brag about, so she'd rather just not say. And I think And I think
I
at the same time,
hang
on, shut up for a second. It's my goddamn show, all right? And I think she might be a little offended, and thinking that we're kind of like objectifying or, you know, being misogynistic or machismo or whatever, you know.
Well,
no, honestly, I don't care about that. Not at all.
Tell us your
secret.
I'm
a fucking chauvinistic pig, if I have to be.
Then why won't you tell us how big your boobies is?
Because my boobies are wonderful, and they're all for myself.
But you can't be
such
titties. I mean, even my titties are on the fight, so.
I'm talking to... Shut. Okay, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for Shut Up to Us. I'm trying to talk to the Blitz. Blitz and I are trying to entertain. Do you go by Von Rage?
Yes.
Von Rage. So it's it's Vince in the Bay and Von Rage and Tablitzkrieg.
Dude, you can just call me Blitz.
Blitz. Let's see.
Yeah.
We're riding into overtime.
This sounds like the three-way from hell.
Pretty much.
Yeah, who wants to go first?
Yeah.
All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to give the callers that are called in one more chance to raise their hand and press 1 and continue the conversation with us. What's the matter? Is there a problem? Can I help you?
No.
Hello? Is this on?
Oh, sorry, Ben.
Testing 1, 2. Check. Microphone check. Hello?
What was that?
I don't know. I get confused. There was a shiny object. I got confused. I don't know what's going on.
So nice. High five!
All right, here we go. Here's some music. Okay, we're gonna do it. We're gonna try Audio Spaghetti. I'll unmute Shadow DXS last. Okay, this isn't gonna last for very long, I don't think, because people don't raise their hand for a reason, and they just want to be discreet. They just want to listen. It's fine, but this is your chance to anonymously participate because everybody's unmuted. I have no idea who is saying what. So once I start, you'll hear you are unmuted. So you could play a sound bite. You could just say something over and over again. You could recite a passage from the Bible. You can, don't play music. That usually... I mean, I've got music going in the background, but whatever. Express yourself anonymously with audio. Okay, this is Audio Spaghetti. All right. Okay, we already have unmuted Blitzkrieg, Von Rage.
What?
Hey, Von Rage, how you doing? You got to call in more often.
Well, now that I have your number,
So
you can thank Jester.
Yeah, thanks, Jester, for bringing me together with Von Rage. You know what we could do? I can do Audio Spaghetti, and you and I can go in the green room and get a little more acquainted, if you know what I mean.
Oh, hey, now.
Serious. All right. Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Okay. This is Audio Spaghetti. We have to... I'm sorry. I got distracted. Here we go. Everybody who is listening is now being unmuted until we finally...
I am the jester. I am the jester.
You got the jester.
I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester. I'm the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester.
Time out for Spyco in the chat room. Spyco is going on timeout right now.
Oh,
Spy code muted for scrolling.
I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester.
So Von Ray, are you ready on the green rail?
I am the jester. I am the jester.
I'm telling you,
I like
jester.
I am the jester. I am the jester. Vince, don't go. I am the jester. I am the jester.
Oh, come on.
All right, jester, what do you
I am the jester.
Okay.
And?
Yes.
And?
But,
you can do it.
And,
come on. Who's your big boy?
I have Vince's phone number.
Ooh. Oh, come on. The love of God. This is old news. I've
been
docked.
I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester. I am the jester.
I'm the jester.
Mole,
S-H-I-T. I am the jester.
Yeah.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there.
The
winning.
Amen, Charlie. Amen.
I am your mama's jester. I am your...
What? What?
Okay, I can't. I don't know.
I am the jester.
Okay, that was pretty good.
I'd like to thank the jester for calling in tonight.
Thank you, Jeff. Fucking faggot.
That was awesome.
I am the jester.
Okay. Well, that's so much for Audio Spaghetti. We got I am the jester.
All right, good night.
All right, folks. No, hang on. Before we go, let's go around the room, do final thoughts individually. Shadow DXS, final thoughts before we sign off.
Jester's a cocksucker, one big bag fucking pussy web bitch.
This millions and you failed to see the wrong in promoting the deaths of innocent people. You are self-appointed servants of God who rewrite the world with his sacred scripture to adhere to your prejudice. Your goodness precedes your faith, and you use faith to promote religion. The National Thought Protocol will be
formed. Audio Spaghetti was a minute ago.
Instead, we have an organization to be...
Okay, hello. Test 1, 2. Blitzkrieg, you still there?
Yeah. But...
Okay, final thoughts, Blitzkrieg.
Oh, I don't know. Just not everything is what it appears to be, despite what you read on Twitter.
Yeah, I believe it.
So, that's it.
We have another caller. Go ahead, caller. You just raised your hand. You have a final word you want to add?
Was I unmuted? Am I here? Am I in the party?
Yeah. You're totally, you are the party, dude.
I am the party?
Yeah. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Wait, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
What's your handle? What's your name? What do you go by? And what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I just wanted to join the party.
We're winding down the party. The party is pretty much over.
I just wanted to come hang out in the party.
This is like the post game wrap up. This is the post game wrap up, bro. I'm sorry, dude.
I know. I was listening.
The fireworks are over, man.
I watched the fireworks. They were awesome fireworks.
Game over, man.
Like, I had a great time watching the party. I was like the dude sitting in the corner.
What were you watching? It was a radio show. Why do people always talk about viewers and watching shit? I do a radio podcast, an internet radio show. It's audio. You don't see anything.
This
is kind of
a metaphor. It was a metaphor.
People are retarded.
Party.
What?
It was a good party.
Yeah, it was fun.
I loved it.
It was a good turnout, too. All right. Let's bring out another caller. Go ahead. Unscreened caller, you just raised your hand. You're on the air. Who's this?
I am the jester.
Oh, shit.
I am the Jester.
He's going on timeout. Jester. Jester is on timeout. Okay. Anybody
no,
else?
I have to say I've never heard of you until I saw the Jester tweet at you, which I am now a fan, so.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
why did he tweet at me so much? What an asshole.
Hey, you got more listeners, Vince.
Yeah.
That's
like,
true. I never heard of you until this.
No, you know
yeah.
who did it? It was Euronon News. It was the first one to tweet it. And everybody just got it in their head that was what was going to be going on, and that never happened. Euronon News never called in, and neither did Jester. Well, actually, Jester did call in, didn't you, Jester?
Yes. I am the Jester.
Okay. All right, we're going to wrap things up. Blitzkrieg, did you get your final thoughts out?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, perfect. Wait. Who's the other caller besides Von Rage?
The Jester.
No, besides the Jester. Who?
Me?
Yeah, you. What's your name?
Wiz Munzlifa.
What the Wiz? No, what the fuck? Huh?
Exactly.
Okay, your final thoughts, my friend.
That this is an awesome show, and I have to say that I'll probably be listening in the future.
Yay.
You're probably listening.
<for you. laughs>
Shut up, Jester. You'll get your turn, all right? God damn it. So disrespectful.
Oh, man.
Holy, calls me out on Twitter. I think I'd wrestle. Honestly, to tell you, Von Rage and Blitz and Jester and the other dude, I think I wrestled the Jester's jimmies.
I don't think so. I think he was just having a little fun.
Yeah.
Really? He was just trolling the whole time?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sorry,
it was fun. It was fun. That's all I have to say. It was fun.
You know what I meant? It's like the way you look at things, you got to look at them different ways, too. You can't just look at them one
weird
time.
Weird, though. But he's
used that
to before, and there was never this reaction. I think it was more Euronon News that tweeted it out first.
I want to thank Vince for all the free publicity tonight.
You're welcome, Jester. Anytime.
I upped my follower count by 2.
Oh, wait. I got 1 follower.
Dude, no. Seriously, though. I.
Tits or get the fuck out.
Dude, are you kidding me? I have a show called Street Ball Friday. I'm already naked. Talking about fuck. The Jester just does the social engineering thing where he
gets, wait, Vince, you're naked?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more my speed anyway.
I'm glad you approve. I'm glad
naked
you approve.
Naked males, you know.
Oh man.
Oh, God.
Vince, you got a shaved head, right, Vince?
No. Why? What are you talking about? I don't have a shaved head. I actually need to shave my head. Why? What's up? Did we lose Jester? Is this thing on? Hello?
I hear you.
Okay, Jester, we're not hearing you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
I said I want you to use your megaphone on me.
Okay, my megaphone doesn't have any batteries in it right now, unfortunately.
Let me down, bro. I was hoping for the vibration of the sound waves.
Yeah.
Feel a tingling. I wanted to feel a tingling in my nether regions from your voice, Vince.
TMI, bro.
Vince, can I give you a tonsillectomy, Vince?
Okay, you are dangerously close to being muted. All right, I have this borderline. This is borderline pornographic. I'm deeply offended.
Well, it's not my intention to offend you. It's my intention to pleasure you.
Oh my.
Oh really?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Vince, you see, my conduct on the internet and on Twitter is basically because of my sexual repression.
Oh really? Do tell.
I'm coming out of the closet on the Vince and the Bay Show, bitches. I want Vince to be my man.
Oh wow. You are.
Wait, did anybody,
don't know, Vince?
Did anybody see?
You are a raging tiger.
I'm listening to you every night, Vince. Can't get enough.
Oh yeah.
I grip my teeth when I go to bed at night.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you.
You know what I'm talking about, bitch. That's right.
All right. You're going on mute for being totally gay.
Wait, I'm confused at the Jester's tweet, though.
Which one? What did he tweet?
The one that was 5 minutes ago. Where blues, it's like being gay is fine, being bisexual is fine, being straight is fine. Do you know what's not fine? Crocs. That doesn't go along with anything he's ever tweeted.
I'm telling you, man. I didn't get to go into this. I meant to talk about the at least my interpretation of the evolution of the Jester. I believe, I don't know when the account was created, but I first encountered it. It popped up on my radar at the beginning of 2011, and to me, it seemed like it was legitimately one guy for a long time. And
yeah.
then a lot of time passed. Honestly, I got burnt out on following all the Anon shit after, Operation Bart and all that shit. Which Operation Bart I love, by the way. I did. You should check out my archives about those protests. But where was I going with this?
About Jester.
What about the Jester?
You confused yourself.
You're going on how he changed.
Yeah, thank you for getting me back on track here. I tend to drift off on tangents. It's actually a psyops by the Jester himself for muting him. So I think
he was
point,
imagining the Jester and all of his glory.
I think what happened is that at some point the Jester legitimately got doxxed.
I really highly doubt.
No way. The Jester's been doxxed. I guarantee it.
I really highly doubt that.
I guarantee it.
And how long have you been? You just said you haven't been paying attention to it. For how long?
I don't know. Okay.
I don't get it.
All right, I take that back. I don't guarantee it. All right. This is my hypothesis. This is my conspiracy theory.
Oh, God.
All right?
Tinfoil.
Yes. Adjust your tinfoil hats, please. I think it was one dude for a long time, and that dude got somebody, I don't know. Okay, maybe he didn't get doxxed, but something happened. Dude decides, you know what? I'm done with this shit. This is just fucking ridiculous. I'm out. So he passes it off to somebody. He says, hey, dude, fucking keep it going. See what happens. And maybe I'll pop in and out. I don't know, but peace out. So there's a new Jester, and then he brings in his friends, and suddenly you got like five or six people, and God knows what else is going on. People probably cracked into it somehow. Same with Uranon News. So I think at this point there's like five or six people that have access to it, and whoever, I think it should be like anonymous. You know, Jester is not your personal army.
I'm pretty sure that's how it is. It's not like He's not your personal army at all. He does his own thing. And he's stuck by it for how long? So, you can conspiracy theory all you want, but...
I think he should just go back to DDoSing Jehudi websites.
I don't know.
No, I think what he's doing is awesome. While it might be a collective...
Well, no, have you ever thought...
I think there's still the original minds behind it. And I think he's getting closer and closer to the anonymous than he would like to admit.
I really doubt that. And, you know, Vince, just because it's not on Twitter, like something's not on Twitter, doesn't mean there's not other things going on. Doesn't mean that he's not doing other things.
I cannot keep up with my at mentions on Twitter. It's ridiculous. I'm not even going to try. I'm so tired.
Grab
Thank God. There's only like 3 minutes left. Thank God. This travesty of a show will finally, the torture will finally end. Oh, the jester's been direct messaging me on Twitter too. Can he pull my IP by doing that?
By direct messaging on Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll find out, I guess.
See, I always thought seriously. I always thought that Leet Hacksaws could crack that, could somehow break it down to a peer-to-peer thing.
Yeah.
And that's why you saw accounts like the Jester, Sabu, whoever else, following like zero people or three people, you know,
for a long
time, you know.
No, you can't do that actually via Twitter because it's not how the messaging works. I mean, you can log in to Twitter and it has like the IP address it came from, but you can't grab it.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know enough about it, but I think there's got to be a way. And I think some people are so elite that they know.
Probably.
I think Zero Day is out there, bro.
Tinfoil, dude.
Dude, it exists.
They're watching.
Sure, bro. Oh. All right. Oh. Fuck this shit. We got like 2 minutes left. All right, Jester, your final thoughts.
Vince, I want your babies. And also, I have the back end of Twitter. That's why.
I bet you have everything. I bet you have the back end.
Vince, don't get fresh with me now.
I thought you liked them fights, Steve.
Well, excuse me, lady. I don't talk to bitches.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Oh, snap.
Damn.
Here's the bottom line. I own the internet. You should all know that.
That's correct. You're correct. You own the internet.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
Thank
Jester.
Thank you.
All the base has belonged to him.
That's correct.
Of course.
I invented that phrase, and I also hooked up Al Gore's first internet connection.
I love it. Dude, you got to call back again sometime very soon. Do you have a Twitter? Oh, wait. What's your Twitter? It's
TH3J35T3R. That's Leet Hoxer speak, buddy.
Is there someone else?
I know. I'm picking it up slowly.
He's more Leet than Leet.
I'm sensing a little butthurt.
So Leet, he's not Leet, and then Leet again.
I'll help you pick it up, baby. Hey, just a quick note. Anybody that wants to meet me, I will be on the ground in Connecticut tomorrow. I will confront the WBC face to face. No more of this internet shit.
See what time tomorrow.
Good luck with that.
I'm what?
I wish you the best of luck. I hope you're safe. I hope there's no confrontation. I hope everybody expresses themselves to the full extent. But, you know, like I said, no aggression, please.
The Jester lives
peaceful
in Greenwich,
and productive.
By the way.
One at a time. One at a time. Jester, what?
The Jester, me. I live in Greenwich, by the way. So it's not any big deal for me to go up to Southbury tomorrow. And that's where I will be.
Dude, you're fucking dick riding right now.
Thank you.
All right, no, thank you, Jester. I appreciate it. Von Rage, quickly, your final thoughts.
Just keep it peaceful and productive.
Amen, sister. A motherfucking man. Thank you, everybody. It's been fantastical. They're going to shut it down here in a second. So I'm going to just tell you to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. I do this show pretty much every day or every other day. Do another one probably tomorrow. Until then, check out my archive.